Support for KMUW's Into Music podcast comes from McClelland, reminding listeners that Frank Sinatra coined the word skibbity in Strangers in the Night, which you can listen to in their downtown Wichita showroom. More info on McClelland's innovative sound, lighting, and video technology can be found at maxsound.com.
Hi, I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Into Music from the KMUW studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network. My guests on this episode are Jules Batterman and Morgan Page of the Los Angeles-based quartet Jules and the Rollers. The band's new album, Dirty Little Rock and Roller, is out now via Lollipop Records. Produced by Alex Newport, known for his work with Death Cab for Cutie, Block Party, and the Mars Volta, the LP is populated by a series of unapologetically raucous songs that meditate on the passage of time, whether in relationships or even within the context of individual identity. Batterman and Page recently spoke about the album, including the inspiration for the attitude-laced track Hot Take, which lends the album its title, plus working with Alex Newport and a show Page once played that ended with cake. That's Jules Batterman and Morgan Page on Into Music coming up now. I love this record because it's so like unapologetically rock. For heaven's sakes, it's kind of fun, you know? So
that's the word.
So tell me about, you know, was this the batch of songs you wrote, or was this like the batch of songs that you said, you know, these are going to fit together the best and really give this kind of unified feeling to this?
I think it started off as just like, we're writing songs and like, don't know what to do with them. And then it ended up being like, you know what, like there's a story to tell here. You know, there's a lot about like the passage of time and relationships and heartbreak, which, you know, I'm sure a lot of albums have, but it's a very specific kind. Like, for example, in I Don't Know You, it's, you know, about missing your past self and losing touch with who you once were and people you once knew. And obviously there's a song called Time that opens it up. And Phaser, the second song, has a lyric about being lost in time. It's a lot, you know, about that and just seeing yourself through life. So it kind of ended up fitting together perfectly. I feel like Morgan can probably agree. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I would say like the album start to finish is a journey in of itself. And I think the time it takes from the start of the album till the end of the album is kind of telling of our journey as musicians as well. It's very personal. I feel like it's relatable. I feel like it's fun. I feel like it'll be really palatable for a lot of people to relate to. And it's just something I'm so proud of.
And one of the things that I do mean this in sincerely in the best possible way, is that it is short and it's like bam, 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 it hits you. And then it's like, oh yeah, I can go back and listen to it again. It's fine. It's good. I got time for that.
Somewhat intentional, somewhat due to laziness, but but we, you know, we kind of wanted it. There's a lot of albums that are just kind of like, we're filling in the time, and we kind of wanted it to be banger after banger, no frills type of album. Keep it 9 songs, 28 minutes, good to go. So it's good. It's good that you enjoy that, for sure.
I also wanted to ask you about working with Alex Newport on this, and you might be like the third act that I've spoken to like in recent months that have worked with him. So he's prolific as a producer. But everybody seems to say that he's like a very positive person to work with, very easy to work with.
Yeah. What do you think, Morgan? I feel like you have.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. I think Alex is extremely patient. While he has this like stoicness to him, he's very like calm, and like, I'm a very hyper person. This is the first music that I've ever gotten to record professionally. So I was a nervous wreck the whole time, making like SpongeBob jokes, being a total fool. And he was so calm, and like the way that he speaks to you, like the cadence of his voice, it's like so nurturing, but he also wants you to get your best work done in the amount of time that you were given. So it's like, hey, it wasn't your best. Let's do it one more time. Hey, this is really great, but give me a little more, let's punch in a little bit better here, you know? And it's the way that he says it is so inspiring, but it makes you want to work that much harder. Like, he's just an incredible person to work with. I'm so happy I got to work with him.
Agreed. Yeah, I feel like it was a time because we were one of the songs on the album Take It Back. There was a bass lick that Morgan really wanted to keep in that was like, I don't want to say controversial, but for but she was like, is it okay? Like, I really want this in. Like, can we keep it in? And he like jokingly at first was like, here's what I think. And then like Morgan was like, oh boy. And he was like, I think it's great. I think we should keep it in. And then we were like, oh, relieved. And it's in the song. We're still here. It's a really cool lick that she wrote. Yeah. But he's always very positive and, just wants us to create the best and doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, isn't like hovering over you. Yeah, he's really great to work with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So a little bit of humor in there.
Oh, yeah. His jokes are a lot different than mine. Mine are very like dad joke oriented, and his are like, are you being serious or not? You know,
Yeah, because he's
it's
also
like, do
British.
you like what I, you know? Yeah.
He has a very dry sense of humor. Yeah. And we're like silly little Americans, so we're like, duh, like
Yeah.
yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, I also wanted to talk, of course, about the title of the album. This kind of sense of like, we're always taught like you want to avoid cliches, right? But sometimes you got to lean into them because they're cliches because they're true.
Right.
And so, it's my understanding that that was kind of what happened with the album title as well.
Yeah, I mean, so one of the it's a lyric from one of the songs Hot Take that Morgan and I specifically wrote together mostly, and it started with like a lick that Morgan wrote that we all build on. And we wanted the song kind of to be about, like kind of like poking fun of a lot of the musicians in LA. Like the male musicians that are kind of too cool, like 70s, like, we were stuck in the wrong decade, like that kind of thing. And but we're like flirting with them, but it's like we kind of have the upper hand. It's a whole thing. And so one of the lyrics is Dirty Little Rock and Roller, which I thought was like a cute, little line. And our drummer, who didn't record on the album technically, but she is a big supporter, obviously. I was like, what if the album was called Dirty Little Rock and Roller or it had the word dirty in it? And we were like, ooh, we love that idea. Maybe not Dirty Little Rock and Roller because it out of context, it might seem corny or whatever. So we were trying to think of different ways to include dirty in a song, in an album title. And it just wasn't clicking. No one was, vibing with it. And then at the end of the day, we were like, yeah, Dirty Little Rock and Roller, like it makes sense. It kind of umbrellas the album very well. And like it's just because it is a rock album at the end of the day. And we are like very 70s inspired. And we do have a lot of those inspirations that are tied with a title like that. But it's also humorous and silly, which we also are. Right, Morgan?
Yeah, I agree. I
Yeah.
think it's just the right amount of playfulness mixed with like, are they serious? You know, like, are they really
Yeah.
dirty little rock and rollers, or are they like girl next door, or are they both? And that's what's really fun too. And just to mention, back onto the men in specifically in Los Angeles, we like to call them Silver Lake Cowboys because they like to dress up like little Western Graham Parsons, and they like won't even look at you like when you walk in the bar. I don't care how cool we're dressed, it's like they think they run that place. And that's kind of like a little nod to that as well, is like we're making fun of that situation because I think we're cooler than the Silver Lake Cowboys, but boy,
Period.
if I could have some of their ego, psh, you know?
All about that ego that,
Yeah.
really like to flaunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was each of your experiences like in terms of like starting in bands? Were you like in middle school or something? You're starting something in the family den with friends, or did you come to it later?
I started out during COVID, actually. I started playing bass roughly 4 or 5 years ago. And during COVID, the lead singer from Kitten, Chloe Chides, wanted to start a new project called The Pistols. And I was like, oh yeah, like I can play bass. Let's go. And it was mostly like what I would consider a TikTok band. It was primarily us thinking we were the Ramones, but really we were just getting banned from venues because we were too drunk and took off our clothes on stage and people would throw cake. And we were just complete menaces to the art. And at one point I realized I wanted more out of like the music itself. I wanted to learn and like cultivate and create a craft here. So we did break up as a band, but they're still some of my best friends to this day. But we just were the complete opposite of what I really figured out, what I really ended up wanting from like the music scene, which is to like be in a band, write, record, and perform. And like I have just as much fun like on stage performing hard, incredible music as I did, playing. I want to say bullshit because I didn't even know what I was playing back then, but it's more fulfilling in this band, in Jewels and the Rollers for sure, because it's challenging. The music is challenging, and I love that, you know?
Yeah, but to piggyback off of that, but also not really. I guess it's like completely different. yeah, I mean, I always like wanted to start a band. I'd always be like, "Who's jamming?" And that's why I went to SUNY Purchase because I was like, "Can I form a band here?" And then I got into visual arts, and then I didn't start really doing music, like original music, until my senior year. And I did like one show with a bunch of random people I found that were friends and also like friends of friends. And it was under this name called Jewels, just Jewels. And I played around New York City with that name for a while. Then I moved to Los Angeles and did the same thing and joined two other bands. Shout out Daisy Dell. They're also a great band that I used to be in that they're no more. But so I did that. And then I really wanted to make this more of a band situation. I was tired of just so like Jewels. And also there were a bunch of rappers and stuff named Jewels on Spotify. So it was getting a little confusing. So I extended the band name. Our old bassist helped create the band name. That's besides the point. But and it became Jewels and the Rollers. And we found Morgan through playing a show with her band, The Pistols. And we just kind of really hit it off and curated this really awesome group of girls to be in this band. It took like years to really find, I think, the correct people, but I think at least right now, I don't want to, say prevent them from doing anything awesome because they're all awesome people. But right now, this is the band that I could have, ever wanted. Like they're perfect and awesome, and it's really, they're like my best friends. So it's went off on a tangent there, but that's the truth.
I just want to say that I don't think I've ever been at a show where people were throwing cake.
Oh God, yeah, no,
Either.
yeah, I'm so glad, honestly, because they got the poor like sound engineers and the owners of the venue were like, "What the hell?" They were like, "What is this? Are you guys even old enough to be here?" We're like, "Yeah, like, sorry." And they made us mop up the floor before the next act. They were like, "You guys are going to be banned, but you need to clean up the floor." And we were like, "Okay."
That's so funny.
Yeah, and I would like text Jules and be like, "Oh, just got banned from another venue." And she's like, "Girl, come join my band, please, for the love of God." And I was like, "On my way."
I've seen vegetables thrown. I've seen sod thrown. Okay, but cake. I'm gonna just put that in my back pocket and wait for the moment.
At least it's tasty and not like tomatoes.
Yeah,
I feel like
true.
cake is like a good thing, but like if it were like vegetables, it's like weirdly a bad thing. I don't
Wow. So the two of you write together?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say Jules is definitely the primary writer of all of the songs, but there's just a couple songs on the album that like I guess like there was a foundation that started with the bass. Since I don't have a ton of like knowledge on how to write and not a ton of experience with it, working with Jules has been probably the greatest accomplishment of my life. It is so fulfilling. She is like so well-rounded as a writer in all aspects. Like, she knows how, she's a great lyricist. She knows how to make a really great hook. And those are the things that I kind of struggle with. I'm kind of like, hey, I have this bass part that makes no sense, that would not probably normally fit in your type of style of music, but we should put it in there. And she'd be like, yeah, maybe not the Metallica version, maybe the Jewels and the Rollers version. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that's it. That's it. So working with her, I feel like blending our two styles together has created a couple, definitely some, a couple unique songs on the album that I hope people really enjoy.
I think they will. And they're like also really fun to play. We haven't really rehearsed the second song that we wrote together yet, but I think we're doing that like next week or something,
Yep.
which is going to be scary but exciting.
Yeah.
And it's like one of like the slower, I wanted a slower song on the album because all of the songs are very like fast-paced, upbeat, you know, and this one actually is one that you can like sit with and vibe with for a minute, which I really thank Morgan for because she was like, let's slow it down for a minute. Let's like have a vibe here, you know, which I it worked very well.
Thanks, Jules.
Thank you.
In 2026, what is it like to be a band in Los Angeles where, over the years that was one of the epicenters of the music business and there were so many bands that were kind of flocking there, and of course there were places to play, but it's also a huge area. I mean, is it like a, is there a connection between the bands, or is it very much like isolated, or?
I think it was when I played in New York City, it was definitely isolated, which made me, and I knew more about the LA music scene going into it, like when I decided to move here. And I would say like, you know, all like most bands are friends with each other and like playing each other's bands, and it doesn't feel as isolated as it did in New York. And I think there's like a real, there is a real community here, which I really respect. I don't know if it's as strong as it used to be. I wouldn't know, because I, you know, come from the other side of the country, but I would say that the LA music scene is really great, even though of course we're trying to go beyond LA going forward, but it's always our home base, and I, you know, really great people and company here.
I mean, that dovetails because this music, is to me presents very much as live music. And so, here again, we're at this moment where it's kind of like, I know it's hard for bands to get out on the road these days and so on and so forth, but is that something that you see happening with this group, is getting out and expanding the empire?
Well, yes. I mean, we went on a tour, you know, up and down the coast, the PNW, a couple years ago, but we're just trying really hard to get out there at this point. Even though we love LA, but you know, it's time to venture out a little bit.
You've been listening to a conversation with Jules Batterman and Morgan Page of Jules and the Rollers. Their new album, Dirty Little Rock and Roller, is out now. You can find out more about the band at julesandtherollers.com. That's JULEZ and the Rollers, ROLLERZ.com. You can learn more about this podcast and all programming on our station by visiting our website, KMUW.org. Send us your questions and comments at info@KMUW.org and find all the latest programming notes on that website as well. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. And as always, we like to remind you that our theme music is composed and performed by Torrin Anderson.